Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, January 6th, 2006. Today's message is Always Hope. Two scripture texts that I use, one from Jeremiah 31 and the other from Psalm 138. I'll read them together though. I have loved you with an everlasting love, have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again and you will be rebuilt. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your love, O Lord, endures forever. Last night I had the opportunity to preach the gospel in a maximum security prison in a weekly chapel service. In over 30 years of ministry for Christ, I can't recall when I have had a more attentive or receptive audience in speaking as I did last night. What do you say to a group of prisoners whose future is so uncertain? And in some cases, very grim. I'm so thankful that in the gospel, there is always a message of hope. The thief who cried out to Jesus on the cross could hear this message of hope, although certainly his physical life on this earth was nearly over. According to some reports I've read, at least one of those coal miners in West Virginia was known for ardently sharing his faith in Christ. And one can only imagine what took place among his peers as he presented eternal hope in their final hours. Surely they likely, hopefully, had a hope for rescue, but the message of hope in Christ was most certain, even in that deep mind. I shared with the prisoners last night of God's everlasting love and had them repeat after me several times, God loves me with an everlasting love. As we turn to God in faith and repentance, we can have hope, even though sinking sand is all around us. I assured them that as they turned to God, He would build them up again and they would be rebuilt. His promise is to work all things out for them that love Him. They work out according to His purpose and they work out in His time. From sacred scripture, we can all have the confidence of David, who confidently wrote some 3,000 years ago, "The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me." God's nature has not changed. The promise is just as valid this day as when David first expressed it. And it's valid for you whatever you are facing. After all, the verse goes on to say, "Your love, O Lord, endures forever." I believe that. And I stand upon this truth on this January morning in 2006.
Lord Jesus, I'm so deeply grateful that you are in the restoration business of our lives. Thank you for your dependability, your everlasting love, and your loving kindness that draws us to God. Even in the midst of the undesirable circumstances of our surroundings, your loving kindness is ever present. As you rebuild our lives, you restore our hope, and your purpose is fulfilled in our lives. I'm so glad that your love does not waver, but it endures forever. Thank you, Jesus.
Indeed, we thank Jesus for the hope that we have. It's a blessing to share these messages with you. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, actually sharing these messages from our home here in rural South Central Pennsylvania in Lancaster County, if you look on a map. We live out in the country and so enjoy our home. I know I'm looking at it. It's a beautiful, beautiful January day, unseasonably warm, actually. Well, today I do have an additional resource on the website I want to share with you. And again, the website is simply www.dailyencouragement.net. You can get to these resources from the website or the email post today. I'm so blessed by a song that we sang in a worship service this last Sunday, and I'm sure many of you have heard it and sing it. The name of the song is "Blessed Be Your Name." It's a reminder based on a verse from the book of Job that regardless of what we are dealing with in life, we should declare, and we can declare, "Blessed Be Your Name." And I have up both an audio link to that song as well as a video link, a church that I've come to appreciate so much in Canada that places up video of their services, including individual segments of the services such as songs. If you care to resource those materials, they are on the website as links, most modern computers, I would say, in the last 4 or 5 years with a fast internet connection. I suppose that's one thing I might take for granted, particularly the video, probably the audio as well. It does require probably DSL or cable or something like that. I'm not sure about dial-up. I have not used it for several years, but you're welcome to resource those, to look into those resources. Well, have a blessed day today, and remember, whatever you're dealing with, there's always hope in Christ.